previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Does anyone know about Jason's kidnapping?
Not yet, and I'm trying to keep it that way.
Jillian, you?
Headquarters told you they were sending an agent, didn't they?
Not much surprises me, but this is unexpected. Where's Jason?
Hi, Dad.
Praise God you're safe. Tell me more about this assignment.
It's the Submarine Squadron 27, the top secret subrun not even known by most Navy personnel. They're positioned in the Indian Ocean and armed with warheads.
Could this be why Dervishi or whoever talked to you in the cabin asked about Pentagon contacts?
It's possible. I know the launch codes for each of the subs.
Then I guess we continue praying and make sure to keep you hidden. I've cross-referenced the phone numbers to Dervishi's communications. All the numbers associated with Agent 1 are dead ends. But this number shows up next to Cobra Orange over and over. Here, look.
Thank you for calling. You've reached Sky Feldstein.
What? Sky Feldstein?
It can't be.
Sky Feldstein is...
Cobra Orange.
Sky Feldstein? It has to be a mistake. There's no way.
So there's another Sky Feldstein that runs Channel 10 News? I don't think so.
Is anyone in this town who they say they are?
Our hideout is inside the station where she works. You've taken us right into the lion's den, Jillian.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
You're in the NSA. That's exactly the kind of thing you should know.
I'm calling it in. We'll let headquarters take her in for questioning.
Don?
Detective Paulhouse, if you would.
Whoever you are, why are you at my door before the sun is even up?
I'm sorry to bother you so early, Sky. I noticed your lights were on, and I had a few more questions about the employee you mentioned.
I gave you all the information I have, and I'm on my way out the door to drive to Chicago, so
getting an early start?
My mother's sick and took a turn for the worse. I want to get there as soon as possible.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but this is important.
Here, carry my suitcase to the car and ask your questions.
All right. Oh!
If that's too heavy for you, Grandpa, you could get your partner over there to help you.
Nah, he's still trying to figure out the child locks on the new police car. Does this photo look familiar?
Big guy. But no one I've seen before.
Not Maurice's uncle?
Not from what I remember. I'm sorry I can't be of more help.
You want this in the trunk?
The back seat is fine. I'll get the door.
Will it fit in this tiny car?
The trunk is full, so it'll have to.
With all this stuff, it seems like you'll be gone for a while.
I want to stay as long as my mother needs me.
Yeah. Even though you make for an awkward date, I have to say, you seem like a good person.
Thank you.
10% battery remaining. Range, under 40 miles. Recharge, soon.
Maybe you should charge your car before you leave.
I'll make a stop on the way. I really need to go.
Oh, sure, sure. Drive safe. Wow. She is in a hurry.
Feldstein. F-E-L-D-S-T-E-I-N. Whatever you can get. Background check, text messages.
Ask for her financial records as well.
I'm getting there. And recent financial records. Thank you. Bye.
I can't believe it. Sky, she's been the station manager for years.
Well, someone else could have been using her phone, but we have to check it out.
I mean, she's been in the shop a few times a week lately. Always gets the strawberry sundae, no nuts.
A few times a week lately? Did she not come in before that?
Not as much. It's been mostly the last few months. She was even in today, yesterday.
She could have been staking things out.
She was curious what Witt and Detective Polehouse were talking about.
Did she go upstairs at all? Could she have overheard anything?
No, she was downstairs the whole time.
Ah, they've just sent over her financials. And look at that.
Well, well, well. A transfer of $1 million into Sky Feldstein's account on Monday.
Doesn't sound like her paycheck from the TV station.
Where did it come from?
Let me look. No, I can't track it. Some offshore account.
Suspicious, to say the least. Headquarters said they'd send an agent over to question her.
Hopefully they can find her.
She isn't here, is she? In the building?
No, I've been watching the security monitors. No one's come in or out upstairs.
She got a phone call yesterday while she was at Wit's End.
Did you overhear any of it?
No, but she asked for some paper to write something down. And I gave her the pad of paper we keep by the register.
Did she give it back?
Yes. Do you think maybe there was something important on there?
It's possible her writing left an imprint on the piece of paper underneath.
Anything is worth checking on right now. I'll go over to Wit's End and get it. Is it on the counter?
No, wait a minute. It would look strange if you were seen going into Wit's End at 5 a.m, Jillian. I should go.
Look, you guys are all doing important things here. I'll go get the paper. I know where it is.
I don't know, Connie.
I'll be careful. You guys can't have all the fun.
John Whitaker.
Whit, I was going to leave you a message. I didn't think you'd be up.
It's been a long night. What can I do for you, Detective?
Actually, I wanted to let you know that you were right about the break-in and the kidnapping being connected somehow.
Oh?
We got some footage from the alley behind the shop. The thief handed over a manila envelope to, get this, Mo.
The kidnapper who was unconscious?
The very same.
Interesting. Though I have no idea what would be in an envelope from the antique shop.
Once the jail is open, I'll go over and question this Mo guy. Get some more than one word answers out of him.
Thank you, Detective. Keep me posted.
Sure thing. Is there anything else I can do to help in the meantime? You and Jason still safe?
Yeah, we're fine. If you want to help, you can keep an eye out for Skye Felstein.
Skye?
She's tied to the kidnapping in some way.
Huh?
I'm just not sure how at this point.
Skye? I saw her 20 minutes ago. She was leaving town.
Oh, that's what we were worried about.
But I saw the direction she went, and I know what her car looks like. I can try to trail her.
Please. She might be the key to figuring this whole thing out.
I'm on it.
Thanks, Detective Bullhouse. We'll talk soon.
What was that about?
Skye skipped town.
I'm not surprised. The FBI's on the hunt for her, though, right, Jillian? Jillian?
Sorry, agency just sent an alert.
What is it?
A conventional warhead missile was launched from a Navy submarine in the Indian Ocean.
What? Which one?
What do you know about...
Which submarine? Was it the Fairplay?
Yes.
Oh.
How did you know?
Call it a gut feeling. I've been thinking about that sub a lot recently.
Well, your gut was right on. Fortunately, the damage was minimal. It was aimed at a vacated military supply complex. No casualties.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But missiles don't go off by themselves, and it's very concerning that this one seemingly did. There were no orders for launch given. Someone went rogue.
Which means it could happen again.
With potentially far more damage. HQ said you know the codes, Jason.
Yeah, I've been on the assignment for over 10 years.
Did your kidnappers ask you for them?
No, but he said he had more questions for me he could have been intending to ask later.
How many others have access to the codes?
Well, that I'm not sure. There are a handful of people in the NSA that know them, and then another small group of officials in the Pentagon that have the corresponding codes. Both are required for the missiles to be activated.
So someone has to be compromised in both places.
Right, but I don't even know who else has been made privy to them.
But since Dervishi didn't get them out of you, he must have gotten them out of someone else.
Exactly. Clearly they had a backup plan. Who knows how high this goes?
That's the knock I told Connie to use.
I did it! I got it!
You found the pad of paper?
Even better, I found out what was written on it.
What?
My Nancy Drew solve a mystery class finally paid off. I shaded over it lightly with a pencil and voila! Words appeared from the imprint of the page before it.
Oh, let me see.
What does it say?
Connie, you're amazing! Look at this. It says Fair Play at the top.
Skye knew about the submarine?
A submarine?
Next, it says Oraton.
That's another one in the fleet. It must be the next one they're going to activate.
Then Helsinki.
Is that another sub, Jason?
Not in our squadron, but it might be one that patrols the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh.
And lastly, it says... this one's a bit harder to read. O-M-H-014.
Huh.
A license plate?
I'll have HQ run a search.
Nice job, Connie.
Thanks.
Jason, just let us know if you have any more of these feelings.
I will.
Wait, what feelings? What are you talking about? Is God warning you about something?
I don't know.
It's definitely interesting. Do you get these sorts of insights often?
Well, not quite like this, no. But there have been times when I felt like God was nudging me in a certain direction. It's hard to explain.
I get it. I joined the NSA because of those nudges from God.
Really? I wasn't sure if you were a person of faith, Jillian.
I actually grew up on the mission field.
Yeah.
My parents ministered in Zimbabwe for 30 years. I learned a lot about trusting God during that time.
And all this time, I thought you grew up in the circus.
I never told you that.
I know, but it was the only thing that made sense to me.
My parents taught me that life was meaningless unless I was showing God's love to other people. My way of demonstrating his love to the world is fighting for good and against evil. Being an NSA agent is my calling.
Yeah, I felt that way before too.
So, Agent 1131, I don't think you're crazy. What else is your gut saying?
That evil is still at work. This is far from over.
I can't believe I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to agree with me.
You carried a criminal suitcase to her car, aiding in her escape.
I must be losing my instincts.
So is this a time I agree or disagree?
That whole Maurice Glendale's uncle story was a complete rabbit trail. No wonder we couldn't find any information on the guy.
The FBI has set up a roadblock on the interstate.
She didn't have much battery power left in her car. Less than 40 miles, it said.
Are you thinking she may have run out of power?
I'm wondering if she recharged before she even left town.
I can check to see where the recharging stations are in the area.
Yeah, do that, please.
Her poor mother. Once Guy gets arrested, who'll take care of her?
Burke, you realize there is no sick mother, right?
She has no mother? Did she die?
Thanks for making me feel like less of an idiot.
I don't recognize anyone on this list of Dervishi's former employees. Is there anything else you want me to take a look at, Jillian?
Where did Jason and Connie go?
Connie's taking a nap and Jason's making a sandwich.
Could I ask you a question as an agent, not a father?
Sure, I'll try to give you an honest answer.
Is there even the slightest possibility that Jason could be working for the other side?
The side that's setting off missiles? Absolutely not.
It could have been a very lucrative offer. Even the best agents can be turned.
Not Jason. I know my son.
You should also know that there are a number of people at headquarters who are concerned about Jason's involvement.
It's not possible.
Everyone who knew those codes is a suspect. All of them are being questioned.
And that's standard procedure. But Jason isn't someone you need to be concerned about. I mean, you know him, Jillian. When has Jason ever shown himself to be untrustworthy?
Never.
Has he ever lacked integrity?
No, but Whit...
A person's character is built one block at a time. We know Jason's actions, his words, his behaviors, the thousand blocks that make him who he is. He's already proven himself.
I understand what you're saying, and you're right. But tell me this. If you were in my situation, given all these same circumstances, would you suspect an agent in Jason's position?
I suppose I would have to.
It. The hospital parking lot is the last place in Odyssey that has charging stations, but it seems like it would be out of the way if she was headed to Chicago.
Right. Maybe she went a little further. Odenton, perhaps. She had enough charge to go a little while. Where are the stations here?
Up on your right.
And look at that. There's her car. The electric can opener on wheels.
No one's inside. Do you suppose someone picked her up?
Her suitcase is still in here. The sun will be up in an hour. You stay here and watch her car.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take a look inside the hospital.
Hey, Jillian, we're making popcorn. You want some?
No, thanks.
Who's the message from?
A message?
On your phone. You looked really engrossed in it.
Shoe sale. Clearance prices.
Oh, glad some things are still the same.
Here's the popcorn, ladies.
Butter or no butter?
Butter.
Nothing for me, thanks. I'm not hungry.
So Dad and I were talking, and when we were at the wedding, did you spill the water on the groom on purpose to, what's wrong?
Were you at the Pentagon earlier this week?
The Pentagon? No, of course not.
They found your fingerprints there.
What?
That can't be.
On a computer in a highly restricted room that you don't have clearance to access.
I've been in town all week.
Can anyone vouch for that?
You can.
On Monday, you left early and didn't come in until Tuesday afternoon.
I went up to an auction in Odenton. You know that.
You said you did, but I don't know that.
What, do you think I'm lying?
I'm sorry. I need to arrest you.
What?
Jillian, please.
I've been given orders to take you into custody.
Handcuffs? Oh, really? That's not necessary.
This is Jason. You know him.
It doesn't matter. I've been given the directive.
You know what? Fine. Just do what you need to do.
Jason Whitaker, you're being arrested for treason against the United States government.
Treason?
I'm sorry.
I can't believe this.
I'm only following procedure.
Wait a minute. It's Lily. Please, hold on until we hear what she says, Jillian.
Go ahead. Answer, but don't mention my name.
Oh, Lily, thank you for calling me back. I have some questions about the Blanchard Foundation. I'm putting you on speaker. Jason and Connie are here.
What did you want to know about Blanchard?
You worked there, right?
Eons ago. It was right after medical school. I had a research residency there.
What was the project?
It was for the government. A way of retrieving information from terrorists, called neuromodulation. But it was never completed.
What happened?
I don't even know. Things seemed to be going well, and then one day Dr. Blanchard stood up in front of the whole team and said funding had been pulled. They were shutting down the program immediately. We were shocked.
Can you explain more about the research?
We were studying how neurons in the brain communicate with each other. They fire electrical impulses in particular patterns, kind of like Morse code, and we wanted to see if there was a way to read them.
And? Is there?
We were working on a device, but it was never completed.
What kind of device?
A tiny computer chip, essentially. It could be implanted into a patient's brain and interact with, even reconfigure these signals.
The implant could change the signals?
That's correct. In layman's terms, it could hack into someone's brain, controlling impulses, bringing up thoughts and ideas, creating emotions, even extracting memories.
That's incredible.
Sounds like Novacom.
It was fascinating research, but I have a feeling the termination of the program had just as much to do with ethics as it did funding. A number of us were questioning whether this was morally principled research to use. It could be devastating in the wrong hands.
How were the devices implanted, Lily?
Initially, through surgery, but we got to a point where we could inject the minuscule chips right into the hippocampus of the brain, so opening up the patient wasn't even necessary. It was a delicate but relatively short procedure.
Can a person feel the device after it's been inserted?
No, not at all. Though they'll have a bad headache for a while as the brain adjusts to the electrical impulses. Whit? Are you there?
Thanks for your help, Lily. I'll call you later if we have some more questions.
Anytime, Whit. Bye-bye.
A headache.
It can't be.
Were you ever unconscious after you were taken away in the ambulance?
Almost immediately. But I'm not sure how long I was out.
But if it was a short procedure...
Jason, when I went in to check on you once, you were talking in your sleep. You were saying a series of numbers and letters.
I was?
27, DK,
42... Whoa, stop, Dad. Don't go on.
Well, that's all you said. I thought it was gibberish.
That was the beginning of the code to the Oraton missile.
And something was triggering you to say it out loud.
I thought the subs were coming to mind because something was wrong. But they... Dervishi was making them come to mind.
Oh, Jason!
I'm the leak. Oh. They're reading my brain.
Someone is reading Jason's brain? How? And why? I guess we'll have to keep listening to get some answers. Meanwhile, it sounds like Dr. Graham found herself in an interesting situation. Researching the brain was fascinating to her, but the further she got into the study, the more she questioned whether what she was doing was ethical. There will be times in our lives when we need to reevaluate and decide if what we're doing is right. For example, we might have a good friend who starts doing the wrong thing. We have to stop and question whether this is a person we should be friends with at all. When we get in these kinds of situations, it's best to turn to God for guidance. You know, Jesus knew that we wouldn't always know what's right and wrong. In John 14:16, he said, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever." For Christians, the Holy Spirit is the one who nudges us to think about what we're doing, and sometimes even leads us to stop. I'm glad that he is always with us to help us figure things out. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Dead of Night was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Luke Gonneau and Zach Schneider, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.